Unit 2, Recording 2.
Now, you might think of a library as a dusty old place full of books that nobody uses anymore. But in a living library, the books are real people. People who can share a significant personal experience or a particular perspective on life. Today, we've got two people here to tell us about their living book experiences. Alex Fuller, who was a book at his Living Library event in Sheffield, and Saba Chaturanda, who was a reader at an event in Norwich. First of all, Alex, hi.
Hello.
Alex, can you tell us a little bit about the experience? What kind of book were you and what was it like?
Well, the event was organised by the university and was meant to tackle prejudices. Mm-hmm. I arrived in a bit of a hurry and quickly checked through the catalogue to see what kind of books were available and to sign myself in as a student.
A student, OK. And what sort of prejudices were you expecting?
I wasn't sure what to expect, really, but when you read the catalogue, against each book, there are a few of the typical prejudices and preconceptions that people might associate with your title.
Uh-huh.
So next to student, people had written things like lazy, politically apathetic, do useless degrees, and also waste taxpayers' money, can't cook, and spends all his money on beer. Well, thinking back to the previous night, I wasn't sure how I was going to tackle any of those accusations.
I see. So what did you do?
First, we just had to go and sit in the waiting room, and I was beginning to have second thoughts, to be honest. I was quite uneasy about it all, but anyway, then the public started coming in. It was like sitting on a shelf, waiting and hoping that someone would choose you, and hoping that you would be able to find something to say when they did.
Right, and presumably someone did choose you?
An older man with grey hair and a suit came to collect me.
Oh.
And as we were walking over to our corner, I was planning my responses to the expected accusations. But in fact, as we started talking over coffee, mm-hmm. we compared our experiences. You know, student life in the 1960s with its riots and protests, wild music and all the ambitions they had of changing the world, and student life now.
Okay, and what did you discover? Anything interesting?
Actually, we found that we shared a lot of the same ideologies and that many things haven't really changed.
Well, that's interesting. So, do you think there was any point in the session? Did it change your opinions at all?
I think the directness of the experience was eye-opening, really. It forces you to have a very candid discussion, so people have to keep an open mind about things, mm-hmm. and that has to be good.
Thank you. And Saba, how was your experience? Was it similar? Did you enjoy the living book experience?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I really enjoyed the experience. I went to a three-hour session in Norwich and I was really surprised at how much I learned. It gives you a chance to really talk to people mm-hmm. who may be from a different religion or culture, people who you don't normally get to talk to in your everyday life.
Mm. Great. Well, so who did you talk to?
I met all kinds of people, some wonderful people. One of them was a lady called Carrie, a blind woman.
Oh.
Carrie is visually impaired, having lost her sight due to illness when she was a child. The first thing that struck me about Carrie is that she's fiercely independent. She doesn't like other people doing things for her, so you can imagine that can be a bit difficult.
Absolutely. So what did you learn from Carrie?
Her mission was to tackle the stigma that people attach to blind people, that they're helpless. So she wants to challenge the stereotype that just because a person can't see, they can't do anything for themselves.
And how does she do that?
Carrie lives a perfectly normal life. She goes to work, goes out socially, and does all the things that the rest of us do. Well, she can't drive, but that was really one of her few limitations. She told me about other successful blind people around the world who have had a great impact on society. People who've been successfully employed or taken degrees, published books, even participated in Olympic events.
Mm.
These are the people that have been Carrie's inspiration.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Tell me, did you ask Carrie about her other senses? You know, people often say that people who are blind use their other senses because these are quite well developed.
That's right. Carrie feels that she's quite a good judge of character because she's able to see people for who they really are on the inside, rather than just how they want to present themselves or how you may judge them because of the clothes they're wearing. As she put it, she's able to see with her heart rather than her eyes.
OK, how interesting. So, did the conversation change your views on disability?
Yes, it did, definitely. My conversation with Carrie gave me a whole new perspective. It taught me not to be narrow-minded about disability, and I thank her for that.